Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. And we are in the month of December, and we know we have many holidays going on in this month. We also have very cold weather too going on. So on today's show, my guest is Jim Zamponi. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
A little cold.
I know, right? Very cold this morning. I wouldn't say I'm doing something a little different. I know we usually kind of talk about health topics, but you know, Jim is here. Jim is the founder of the Zipper Junction Project, correct?
That is correct.
And you know, we were talking before we pressed record, and how this show really brings into play mental health, goodness, kindness, people volunteering, and what this part of the Zipper Junction Project is all about, and it is the holiday toy drive, correct?
Yes, that's right. It's an annual program. It's its eighth year now, and it covers the kids in Pike and Wayne County that need a little help around the holidays.
Right. So, again, you said it started eight years ago, this eighth year, mm-hmm. but the Zipper Junction Project, I just want to step back a little bit and kind of where that toy drive falls under. Mm-hmm. That's been going on for 10 years. And what is that?
Okay. The Zipper Junction Project itself is a 501c3. And the mission of it is basically to, in a very broad sense, to align people's passions, find them, discover them, expose them to opportunities and experiences, and then transfer those to sustainable lifestyles through employment of some kind, whether it's entrepreneurial or otherwise. Mm-hmm. That's our overarching purpose.
Right.
The toy drive is a program of the organization that we kind of fell into by accident and were drawn into, and it's turned into one of the best things we've ever done.
And I think so. And I, you know, I'm hoping that most people listening today will be like, oh yeah, I know about that. Can I still possibly donate? Or I have given to that.
Mm-hmm. It's the one with the truck with the big bag of toys in the back and the logo with the bear.
Exactly.
Yep. Everybody knows that one.
Yes, I think we do by now. But again, you know, it started 8 years ago and it came kind of upon your lap, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a result of the older program used to be Toys for Tots.
Correct.
Right? So can you like tell our listeners a little about the history?
Yeah. I have a day job, and I actually and a lot of people confuse it with the Zipper Junction Project, but I actually own a zipper factory mm-hmm. in Lakeville. And what I have is a large building, and I was asked to attend a meeting to store some toys 8 years ago. That's how it all started. And by the end of that meeting, the small group that had the best of intentions, I think, didn't realize how big of a project they were trying to take on. And my arm got a little twisted. And a week later, we had the holiday toy drive with boxes on order and logos being drawn. And a week later, we were in operation.
Right.
Pretty amazing. And it started with that one single person that asked me to do it. And my right hand, another individual that's been with me with the project for a long time, Cheryl Duquette. And there's 50 more now that help with this project.
Right.
The toy drive alone.
Exactly. And again, you know, shout out because the show is only 15 minutes, so we possibly couldn't mention all the people that is involved with this holiday toy drive, which is totally incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, too, a shout out to our community, how generous people are. Like, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I always tell folks that the organization is just the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we're here just to get it from the community back to the community. So however successful it is, it's a direct result of the folks that give us all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If we get 100 toys and we have 100 kids, they're each going to get one. You know, if we get 1,000 toys and we have 100 kids, they're each going to get 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total function of how generous the community they're from is to them.
Right. And so speaking of kids, what is the age group and about how many kids do you have registered?
Well, the ages are from birth mm-hmm. through 18 years old. And we struggled with where to do the cutoff when we started this. But there's a lot of kids still in high school that at that age that are adding to their household incomes and struggle and are starting college careers or vocational careers.
Mm-hmm.
So we included them. If you're 18, you're still part of this. We've had as low as about 450 and as high as about 750, mm-hmm. depending on the economy.
Right.
This year, we're a little south of 600, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So again, you know, there is so much So much need in our community too, because again, I think it comes back to, we don't want to leave any child without something on Christmas Day or whatever holiday that family may be celebrating, right?
I mean, the idea is that the parents understand what's going on.
Right.
But a lot of times these kids are in situations not of their own doing.
Right.
And they just want to have a little fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're only kids once.
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm a 54-year-old kid, but you're only a kid once. And they all deserve a little bit of happiness around the holidays.
Mm-hmm. So you this program covers Wayne and Pike County.
Correct.
So what you get, the donations, monetary donations as well, all stay within our county.
Correct. We collect toys, physical boxes. There's almost 300 of them out among the two counties. We're pretty much everywhere with the boxes except Delaware Valley School District.
Mm-hmm.
That's another sister organization that we work with and coordinate with that takes care of the Milford area. But we do accept any applicant from Wayne or Pike. And the donations, the monetary donations, tend to come from the area.
Right.
But I'm not going to say they don't come from out of the area as mm-hmm. well, but they mm-hmm. only stay here. So in other words, everything gets distributed in Wayne and Pike.
Yeah, which is really awesome. And again, you have many team members. You also have a board, right, that works together to plan all of this.
Yeah, I mean, the toy drive is my baby with Cheryl. I mean, it's really the two of us that do it on this program. But yeah, there's another subset of people that do stuff with the Zipper Junction project itself.
Gotcha.
But this is the one everybody tends to know us publicly for the most.
Right. And I will give a shout. Like, you know, we participate in this. We put one of those boxes in our lobby. And then we also are Wayne Memorial Community Health Center.
There had to be over a dozen, 14 of them. I know there's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, you know, it's just all volunteer donations that they're asking for. And you partner with many organizations, mm-hmm. correct?
I think we should name the two biggest that everybody probably knows. Yes. The Bold Goal Media Group, which is the company that owns all the local radio stations, and Wayne County Ford had been doing, prior to us getting involved, mm-hmm. the Toy Drive Challenge, which is filling up the pickup trucks.
Right.
If you fill up four, Wayne County Ford fills up the fifth. We kind of inherited that as the third leg of the stool.
Mm-hmm.
We became the receiving organization when the other one left. That works really well, and we always promote them first because it is by far the biggest collection site.
Right.
It's also fascinating to see, you know, a showroom full of pickup trucks full of toys, which is kind of cool.
It is really cool.
They're the biggest partner, we should say, mm-hmm. but we have many sponsorships. They buy sponsorships, you know, anywhere from Brookfield that owns the lake, Wallenpaupack, to, you know, local insurance companies. There's Skyer, there's garden centers, there's, you name it, we probably have a connection somewhere.
Right.
Some want sponsorships where we advertise and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just want to make a donation quietly and say, put it to good use.
Right.
But we should explain where the money goes.
Yes,
because
definitely.
We collect the toys, but we've learned over the years a pattern of deficiency in certain areas, the age groups. And usually it's zero newborn to two.
Okay.
And from about 13 and up. Those toys are and gifts are smaller and more expensive.
Right.
So the ones in between, from 3 to about 12, we have an abundance of.
Okay.
And we make that call literally about 2 days before the distribution. And we send out our elves that have a lot of connections and stretch the dollars amazingly far and fill in what we need.
Okay.
Because we inventory all this stuff mm-hmm. and value it and check it for safety and... That way, when the first person that signs up on our website will be the first person through the toy drive when we do the distribution.
Okay.
And we kind of put them in order of how they signed up.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We urge people to sign up early. Biggest choice.
Right.
But we are also very cognizant that the last person through has to have a selection.
Okay.
That's how we determine how many of each value item in the right age group the folks can select.
Right.
Because they select them themselves. We actually build a store.
That's awesome. And you put them in age groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And
yep.
and again, that's what, you know, it is very organized, you know.
Extremely.
Because it has to be. It's not like, you know, you donate toys, you throw them in a room and people go and grab something, right? You know, because you're ensuring that every family that signs up, and unfortunately the sign up is closed right now, but for next year it starts in October, correct?
October 1st, yep.
Is that you look at those age groups. You make sure there is a toy
mm-hmm.
for that age group when that family comes through, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We started out with the ages and genders,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to get into politics at all, but we've learned that didn't work.
Okay.
Ages work.
Right.
We never know what someone's going to take, boys or girls. A lot of people think just the dolls are for the girls and the trucks are for the boys, but we found a lot of girls' parents taking stuff of the trucks. And
yeah.
So we've reduced it to age appropriateness by the label on the package. Okay. They all have a safety age on them.
Okay.
And that's how we do it.
Great, great. And so again, the donation part is not over yet, right?
No, it's not.
People can still make a donation, right?
Yeah, we're in the process of picking up all those 300 boxes.
Okay.
So there are some still out there. Many have been picked up. Probably 2/3 probably have been picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne County Ford, though, however, does not get picked up until the afternoon, evening of the 11th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you have anything, bring it to Wayne County Ford after this point, because some of the locations will not have a box anymore.
Right, right.
It's a huge geography. Mm-hmm. Takes us about 5 or 6 days to collect them all.
Mm-hmm.
So you may see some in our locations and some are gone already.
Right.
But Wayne County Ford is there through the 11th, about 2 or 3 o'clock, I would say, is about the end.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to quickly package all that up because the distribution is only a couple days later and we have to make that call about what we're deficient in. We never know what we're going to get.
Right, right.
So it's pretty 24 hours a day the last 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if someone can't get to the store, hello, I'm raising my hand because mm-hmm. I don't know. As much as I am shopping sometimes, I just don't think of what I really need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Can there do donations online?
Absolutely. I don't know if we've mentioned the website yet.
Not yet.
But nope. If anyone wants to come away from this interview with anything, remember zipperjunction.org.
Mm-hmm.
If they go there, they're going to see right on the homepage, there's the truck with the big bag of toys.
Mm-hmm.
Click that. It takes you to the section of the website, all toy drive related. And there's 6 or 7 different boxes. Whichever one you click on will take you to what you need. And one of those is donations.
Right, right.
It's all over the website. And there's multiple ways. There's a mm-hmm. GoFundMe set up. We do PayPal and credit cards through the website. There's an address if someone wanted to send a check-in to a P.O. box. This is all channels, depending on how they like to donate. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that goes through, we try to use the end of the year. As the cutoff for monetary for the fiscal year for the nonprofit ends on December 31st.
Right.
So we try to get them into the bank before then. We do lay out some money that gets covered by those because folks ask, how do you do it after the toy drive?
Okay.
We do a little float in between and then those recover that and it all happens in the same fiscal year.
Right. And do you feel most of the time it balances out as much as you can
financially? Sure, it does.
Yeah. So with that being said, sure you can use more donations. Again, and we're not here to,
only solicit. No.
Right, right. No. That's not the point. The point is that our counties, Wayne, Pike counties, we try to make the holiday enjoyable for all families.
Correct.
Because you work I wouldn't say in conjunction because there's other, like there's the Children's
Christmas Bureau right.
Salvation Army mm-hmm. that also provides for families in need.
And we're in communication with them.
Right.
So we don't overlap our services.
Right.
And we spread the wealth.
Right.
Basically, that we cover as many families as we can between the organizations. We're not in competition with them. Mm-hmm. We work with them. It's just mm-hmm. our goal is the same.
Right.
We just go about it a few different ways.
Right. So, like, if people are listening, again, we don't want, we don't want to tax anyone with giving because some people give, to the Christmas Bureau, mm-hmm. Salvation Army, I know we help with VIP families and mm-hmm. stuff like that. There's so many things to give out there. So, again, Jim, I'm sure, wants to thank everyone for donating for all these courses.
I do is thank everyone.
Right.
And we often tell them, if it's not to us, it's mm-hmm. fine if you've done it with someone else.
Right.
It's the same purpose.
Right.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's the ones we work with, because we're sure it's a good disbursement of the giving.
Right.
But no, it's not. That is not a problem for us.
Exactly.
Never been.
And, no.
And we're all busy. So
exactly, and that's the whole thing is we're busy and we give where we can. But any last words, Jim?
Yeah. Why we do this? Yes. And in the beginning, it was because you thought kids needed toys, and now I get pulled into this instead of being the instigator by about 50 volunteers that are diehard on this program.
Mm-hmm.
What they get out of it themselves is amazing. I would say that makes them feel better and is good for their health.
and exactly, like, yes, and again, bringing it full circle, mm-hmm. why do we do this show is because, again, when people volunteer, it makes us feel good about ourselves, mm-hmm. right? And, of course, the hospital is all about health and wellness as well. And
they again, see the result, too.
It's a good feeling. Yeah. And knowing that we did something good for our community, mm-hmm. I think is invaluable.
It correct? Is. And I appreciate the opportunity to share it on this method that you have on this radio station.
Well, Jim, I always say to my guests, I learn something new every time I do a show. Mm-hmm. I thought I knew about this. No, I've learned so much more about this. Yep. So I want to thank you for taking your time out and doing the show today.
My absolute pleasure.
Thank you. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Waymo Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.